Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 12 through the AM, 105.7 FM. The Fan, Packers get thumped in the NFC title game, and we're here for you at 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson for Badger Packer running back, 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's here along with the Hall of Fame finalist, Leroy Butler. We'll find out in about 12 days from right now if Leap 36 joins the centennial class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Back out to your reaction to the Packers getting whooped by the 49ers. Just how big that talent gap seems to be now. Charles is on the north side. Charles, what's on your mind today on a Therapy Monday?
Hey, man. How you guys doing, first of all, man? Good afternoon, fellas.
Actually,
thanks for asking, my brother.
Yeah, I can't blame you, man. Hey, I feel the same way. That's why I'm on my way to the fight serve right now.
Good.
Hopefully get a taste of victory with the Bucks. But
you can count that.
Yeah, man. On these Packers, man, you know, I still feel, you know, it was a successful season, you know, first year in LaFleur's system and everything. If you would have told me 10 years ago when Aaron Rodgers was a 26-year-old quarterback, it's kind of reminding me of where Patrick Mahomes is now. If you would have told me 10 years later, you know, he'll still be sitting on one ring, you know, especially with that air assault with Jennings and Jermichael Finley, Driver and all those boys. I mean, I would have never thought that we'll be sitting here with just one ring. And then a lot of people never thought that Tom Brady, you know, later on in his career could have gone on and won three more since then.
Correct.
So, I mean, you know, I still got a lot of reason to be optimistic, man. I think, you know, let's give this system another chance in year two. And, you know, who knows? You know, Patrick Mahomes might not, 10 years from now, he still might be sitting on one ring or nothing, depending on what happens in 2 weeks. But, you know, I just feel like, you know, let's just keep surrounding the right players, give Aaron more weapons for sure, keep showing up the defense. And then, you know, you never know what could happen, man. Yeah. But I hope you guys have a good rest of the day, man. But, you know, it's not as bad as it seems, man.
Yeah, 100. Great.
Appreciate
phone call.
It, Charles.
That takes me where Aaron was saying, because I was on Spectrum News 1 with Gary and some guy with glasses. And we talked about that when Roger said the window is open.
Mm-hmm.
I know what people are going to say as they're driving. They're going to roll their eyes. Like, man, whatever. Really? But really, this team is on the fast track to the Super Bowl. There is no draft and development. We didn't want that. Remember, guys, Ted Thompson was here. It'll be a lot of undrafted free agents. Guys like Mustard would be on this team. Cut 6 or 7 times, you know, or undrafted guy. He would be on this team, and you hope he would do exactly what he did for San Francisco. No. That's gone. Ted Thompson, the game has passed you by. You bring in Gutekunst. Okay, you want some free agents. Here you go. Spend an unprecedented amount of money on free agents. There's no going back to Ted Thompson because now everybody got a taste of free agency. So what people are going to want you to do, because remember now, you signed these three or four guys right out of the box. All of them got good deals and worth every penny, may I say. Oh, yeah, you in free agency. You're in trading? Yes. So that's the good news. Oh, no, I don't know, because Gary said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, because you said something, it's not Super Bowl or bust, because you don't have a bigger sample size to say that.
Sure.
Even San Francisco, after Ford, 4-12 Super Bowl next year, because they did that before with the guy in Michigan.
Jim Harbaugh, yeah.
Yeah, they went to championships and Super Bowls.
Three straight NFC title games.
Then they broke it all up because that's what rich people do sometimes. They try to outrich each other instead of just staying, do like most people who are smart.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay there and make all the money.
Yeah, nope. Bring in Chip Kelly instead.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just let's just, oh, you got a billion, I got a, no, listen, just stay there and make the money. Harbaugh should still be there, but let's get back on track. The Green Bay Packers on a true fast track to the Super Bowl. That's good news for your fan base. Your fan base needs to know that everything you're going to do moving forward is on the fast track, because all these guys will be more one more year, Savage and these guys, but you got some pieces, and we just talked about it. There's some daylight between the team you're going to need to beat. And as Steve said, the Saints ain't going away if they can get the Drew Brees and their head coach figured out, because both of them will be, I don't know if they're going to stay or leave. Dallas is going to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be in there.
They're going to throw the ball every other play. And you know that. They got the talent to do that, whatever. So it's not just San Francisco. It's the entire NFC. And you would think that Minnesota, a team that went to the playoff, they're going to maybe be around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing in Chicago. And don't really care, really, to be honest with you. Because they have not figured that out. They just haven't. But Airbnb is a slap in the face that he's not a head coach if he's putting up these kind of numbers with Mahomes the last 3 years. It's just don't even make sense. I'm just confused by that. But if you're the Packers, it is the window is still open. But how you stop the rain? Because that was a rainy day yesterday. I hope everybody had a better
last week.
Window
the window was open for us.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting thing. It doesn't make this feeling any easier, but that is very exciting moving forward. The scheme is there. I mean, the scheme and what Matt and his staff put together every week was fantastic. The execution and the moving pieces will continue to improve. And like I said, the window's open, and I think we're going to be on the right side of one of these real soon.
If you believe that, then you believe in the Packers will be closer to this point again, closer more next year. Lane's in Tampa on the radio.com app. Lane, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
What up? Rain, not Wayne, but what's going on, Gary?
What's up, Rain? Rain, it's all the same, man. You know the Big Show. Stop it.
What's up, yeah. Rain?
I already know, man. I already know, but man. Hey, Leroy, man, I got a bottle, man. I got a real nice bottle of some good brown stuff, man. For that day you make it to the hall, man, I can't wait.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Leroy ain't gonna partake in the bottle, but I'll come by.
I'll drive him home.
Yeah, all right.
Ray, I'll come over there and get some with you.
Hey, come down here, man, and come visit Tampa, man. I got you.
Yeah, all right.
I love Tampa.
You're in Tampa?
And yeah, I'm in Tampa, and I got the Packer room. And the Packer room is ready, man, for company, man.
When'd you go to Tampa? How long you been in Tampa?
Man, I've been in Tampa for 2.5 years,
He's
Jerry.
Been there for a while.
You didn't realize Rain moved 2 years ago?
No.
Oh,
yes, you
did. Yeah, man. 2.5 years, man.
I thought he was over on the east side.
I miss y'all brothers, man. I miss Sparky.
What you doing in Tampa? What you doing in Tampa, Rain?
Man, I'm doing everything, man. I'm just trying to get a dollar, man. Whatever I got to do.
Well, stop talking. Don't incriminate yourself.
No. You know, everything is legitimate, man. You know,
I know it.
I'm a businessman. You know, I do truck driving. You know, I do everything, man. I do sign consulting and installation. I do everything, brother.
All right.
I like that.
You know
I like
what
I'm
saying? But yeah, the reason why I called, man, is because, look, man, I think all in all, we had a good season, man. Yeah. I didn't expect us to make it to the NFC Championship. I really didn't. With a first-year head coach, I was pessimistic coming into the season, and I just think it'll be hypocritical of me to get mad at this point because I ain't expect us to get here. But all in all, man, we just got beat at the line of scrimmage, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got manhandled up front. You know, that's what it is. So I'm hoping during the draft, man, that we address that. Get some big boys up there, man. You know what I mean? Stop playing. We got good skill positions. I think Darnell Savage, I think all of them got potential. Jair, we got playmakers on both sides of the field. But if we don't have them big boys up front, man, you're going to get manhandled. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get manhandled. That's what happened. That's what they did to us. Because they skill positions, man, they not special. Raheem Mostert, man, I don't want to hear nothing about. Man, come on, man.
You only got to be special for one day.
You remember back in the day they had that Timmy Smith, Leroy?
Yeah.
For the Redskins. Was that the Redskins? Timmy Smith?
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl?
Yeah. One day. That's it.
That's all he had.
Well, look, anybody could have been special behind that offensive line yesterday because I'm telling you, man, them hoes, like he said, like my man said, you know, that what, it was 140-something yards before he even got touched.
Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was come on. Pure domination.
Big Joe, thanks for the phone call, Ray. We miss you too, my brother. Big Joe Staley, man, had a good game.
Really good game.
Dominated.
So did McGlinchey.
You need old guys like that to show these guys what. Listen, we're going to double team it. Wherever he wants to go, we'll just take him that way.
And let the running back do his thing.
And now you got to have some this. And then Gary talked about Spagnuolo, the throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, put goal line out there. Make Jimmy Garoppolo, make him beat us. If he beats us, hey, man, you clap to the other sideline. Good job.
And then the one time that they threw the football, they throw it right to George Kittle. And who's covering Kittle but Will Redmond.
Oh, they got the matchup they wanted.
Yeah. Well, they got exactly the matchup.
And only one time.
Jair went out and Amos went out.
Only one time.
Kenny Clark up at his locker. This from Tom Silverstein. Says he's waiting for someone to break the ice on contract extension talks as he enters his final year. Said, quote, in terms of a whole out, unlikely. Hopefully not. I don't want to do anything like that. I'm not that kind of guy. I don't think it should come to that.
Media training. That's I got representatives to handle that. Perfect. Next question.
Perfect.
Dante's in Hale's Corners. He's up at 414-799-1250. Dante, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up, Tay?
What's up, Tay?
Sparky, man, I'm going to tell you, you hit the nail on the head, man.
We know what you mean.
Comment you made. I'm going to tell you like this. It looked like the defense was more worried about Kittles than the run.
That's 100.
And to me, you know, I heard a couple of guys saying that the line – you know, we need better line. But I count it at least like 10 times where it was like an 8 seconds drop and the man never threw the ball. But to put things in perspective, I'm going to say like this. When Davante Adams went out, we had an offense annihilation. We was just, you know, passing the ball all over. And Valdez Scantling, everybody had a piece of the pie. But then when Adams come back, we need receivers. I don't understand that, you know. Maybe you guys could tell me a little bit some about that. And also, you know, with the whole thing about, you know, getting another receiver, who's to say Aaron Rodgers is going to pass him the ball?
Correct.
I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah, you got a good point.
Appreciate it. I think you'd throw it to Eric Ebron.
I don't want Eric Ebron. He went back to Eric Ebron in Detroit this year. Oh. Not impressed. Last year, he was very good for the Colts. This year,
he was injured all year?
No, he went back to me. He's not.
Eric Ebron.
Yeah, I don't. He's a clear upgrade. 2 years ago, he was good for Indy, and he learned how to catch the ball again. This year, it was same old, same old.
Because he had a broken foot.
That has nothing to do with his hands, last time I checked.
Maybe you don't know his stat. You don't know
incredible.
Because he had a great year when he won. A lot of touchdowns.
Barely ever watched the Colts.
I know.
So
you may not. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay, though. You can have them. So when you go into this offseason and you're the Green Bay Packers, and that guy's got a great point, just because you get somebody does not mean Aaron Rodgers is going to throw him the ball. And I don't believe I've heard anybody in Green Bay answer what's changed since Davante Adams got back. Why did that offense look so good without Davante Adams? And now with the best receiver on the football team, by far the most talented football player on the team, the offense went sideways. So I don't believe anybody up there has answered that. Have you heard anybody answer it, Leroy?
Mm-mm. Well, and that's the thing about it. Michael Thomas and Kamara works.
Yep.
So this...
because Kamara's numbers this year were down drastically.
That was because of Ingram, though.
Well, they didn't want to use him prop. You know what, though? It was trying to break all these records. Allegedly, that's what it... They wanted to get him all these records.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got him all the records.
Well, they got all the records, but you're missing the opportunity. My thing is, I always thought you're supposed to keep as many good players as possible.
That is the goal, though.
Yeah, but Robert Woods, he's the main guy. Matter of fact, he's number 17. He gets all these, but Cooper Kupp helps that. You need somebody in this slot, man, to just do something with a little wiggle. And that's what Deebo Samuels give these guys. But if he doesn't work, Steve, they got number 84, and they got Sanders. They got everybody just like Kansas City. Man, what you run? 4-3? Come on. What you run? 4-2? Come on. I don't know. Just come on in camp, man. I need speed. But the Packers in the Midwest, to get off the bus guys, Alan Lazard.
Mm-hmm. Big, you know, physical size guys.
G-Mo, about 6'19". You know, all these tall, big guys, Kumaro. But when Aaron is looking, he got to believe. Because I'm going to tell you something. One time, the sack, he got Kumaro coming underneath wide open, right in front of him. Wide open.
Got to get it to him.
He looked at him.
Yeah, go.
He looked at him.
Go. Now.
Go ahead. Pull the trigger. Nope.
Playing with two drafted wide receivers. That stat
so
is crazy.
I'm not, hey, man, listen, we can blame the receiver all we want, mm-hmm. but sometimes the open is open. Just because you don't know the name. Make them better by giving them the ball. That's better than getting a sack.
And there's
it really is.
Other moments in time where, like, continuing to take care of the football is amazing. And it's one thing that I've marveled at Aaron for being able to do for his entire career. But the one time in his career he threw double-digit interceptions, they won the Super Bowl. Because you had to have a little bit of gunslinger in you. You got to have a little bit of confidence to be able to go and fit some tight window throws. Tough to be able to do that when you're not throwing the ball at all. Let's go to L in Philly up at 414-799-1250. L, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up?
I got a question. So, like the caller that called from Tampa, man, I'm pretty much echo his sentiments, man, about the team. I didn't expect us to be so bad in reference to the loss. I mean, to watch a team lose that way, that's like seeing one of your friends behind a bulletproof glass get beat on. You can't do anything about it. So it's going to make you feel some type of way. But when it's all said and done, we lost to a better football team. So my question to you guys is, I think that Aaron Rodgers this year was one of those where you look in the mirror and you get to see and you can self-assess yourself. You can't do the same stuff you were doing when Mike McCarthy was there because you got a whole another coaching staff and you got a whole another offense that you're trying to learn. But in reference to that, is there somebody you think that can be as part of the organization that can sit him down and just try to, like, start from scratch and just, like, I mean, of course, get input from him, but also hold him accountable to whereas, like you just said, you seen Kumaro going across the middle by himself. I remember on one of them first crucial third downs, he throws the ball to Jamal Williams in the flat. He got
Jimmy Graham wide open. Yep.
For the first down, right? Exactly. Like stuff like that, little nuances like that. Because last time I remember when he was so great, he was one making receivers great. Now everybody's saying that he needs receivers. You got bodies out there. Make these guys good. Go back to when we didn't have Devontae Adams. He was spreading the ball around.
The other thing, too, he's throwing the ball behind receivers an awful lot this year, too.
He's not as accurate as he used to be. I mean, we know that. I mean,
some of it's footwork, too.
Yeah, he's not, because I think he's lost a little something. He's got the same footwork.
Yeah, but it just doesn't it feel, and like I said, I never played quarterback. I never analyzed quarterback. Just feels like he's always throwing off his back foot.
Always. But he's always done that.
But he's always been able to run away from people. And that's another thing.
He can't run away from people, and he can't throw off his back foot anymore because he's not what he used to be.
So if you
he's lost a little something on that fastball.
But the arm, I think, is still there enough that if you get the footwork right,
he's good to go.
He can be one of the most dangerous guys in the pocket.
That means now he's got to go back and redo it all over again. And
I think the one thing, you know, when it's not physical. The caller has it right. It's a lot of. It's just like trying to teach your grandfather to ride a bike,
or use a cell phone.
Yeah, to get rid of the flip phone
or text.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
No, I'm gonna wait for my nephew to pick me up. I don't want to get on the bus. But the bus is efficient. It's free, and you can just sit there, read the paper, and get off, and go to your destination. Get back on. No, I'll wait. Now, when nephew is 2 hours late, you're upset. The bus is early. So nobody is going to do that. That's why when Aaron went on the radio show with Brett Favre and he was saying what he was saying about all the noise, and people were like, dude, stay away from that. Just play.
You think it got into their head too? I mean, like, he talked about it a little bit last night about how magical it was and special the run was.
He was right about that.
And Richard Sherman wanted to come in here and you know, flex his muscle and say, I don't know what they thought was going to be different. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you supposed to say? Guys, really have no chance, but we're going to go in there and see whatever we can
do. His own coach said, don't think they're going to play this bad.
414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show after the Packers get thumped in the NFC title game. It's the Wendy's Big Show picking up the pieces with you at 414-799-1250. 1250 AM, 105.7 FM in the free radio.com app. We're back after this.
No, it's just tough. It's one of those things, like, I mean, I can't hide it. Contract's over after this, so it was a special place for me. This is a special place to me. It gave me my opportunity. I love Green Bay and the fans. Everything about it, the players, the team. This year was something special to me, the guys we had. I've never had a group of guys like this that just wanted to win, wanted to be better every day. It was awesome to lead this group. Whatever ends up happening in free agency, I'll never forget this year.
What would you like to say to fans who have been so supportive of you through your career in this year?
Just thank you. It was a great ride. It's great 4 years, ups and downs all across the board. They were always there for us, and it was awesome to be able to experience that, and there's honestly nothing like the Packer faithful.
That's Blake Martinez at his locker last night and cleaning out his locker earlier today. We'll hear maybe a little bit of that conversation here on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250 if you want to join the conversation, only show in the state. Talking about the NFC Championship loss and now the 2020 offseason with two guys that played in the NFL, two guys played for the green and gold, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, and Leroy Butler, Leap 36. Jay's on the south side of Milwaukee. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, Jay. Jay, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Let me simplify this. Everybody's got these opinions. You played a better team than you are all the way around. You're never going to beat that team. You don't have the talent to beat that team.
Then how do you solve the talent gap then, Jay?
I don't know how. Nobody knows how because they can't do it.
Well, okay. Well, thanks for calling then.
You frustrated, Billy?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why else. What else is the point here? If you don't think you can beat him and then no one can, then what's the point?
I think you're a ways away from beating him. And it's probably going to take a couple years more than likely before you're there. You're not one or two players away on defense from stopping that ground game. You're not. Because if you go to 4-3, let's say you change coordinators and you change your defense, you don't have the personnel to play that right now. If you stay in the 3-4 defense, you're going to have to replace the linebackers. This whole Blake Martinez crying thing last night after the game, if you haven't heard it, we can play it back for you.
Just did.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on the phone. Sorry. Sorry to upset you. So that whole thing there with Blake Martinez crying, either they were telling him already that they don't plan to bring him back, and he lost it after the game because he kind of knows. Because that's normally how it works. I mean, Gary can talk about it more. A lot of times when you're going to your free agent year, you've already had discussions with general manager, whatever else, as far as, hey, what are we thinking about for the offseason, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they just tell you, you know, we're thinking we're probably going to go in a different direction, but check in with us when you mm-hmm. get an offer. Mm-hmm. That's not, hey, we're going to take care of you this offseason, Blake. We're going to make sure you're a Packer. That I'm guessing that didn't happen. So he's thinking he's out. So if he's thinking that, then you need two inside linebackers because Oren Burks isn't going to do the job.
Right.
You need someone to replace Lancaster on the defensive line for sure if you're going to stay in that 3-4 base. Those are three positions right there you need. I don't know if you can replace all three in one offseason, Gary.
Well, I think they can do a 4-3, and I think they've kind of been doing it all year long. That's basically what Za'Darius is. He's the fourth guy, but they just move him around. I think they have the personnel to do it. I think Za'Darius can play with his hands in the ground. I think Preston can play with his hands in the ground. So I think they have the personnel to do it. I think Clark can play. They just got to find another guy. But your two outside linebackers most certainly can play in a 4-3.
And have done it in their careers.
Yeah. So you're good there with them.
Clark, will they be as effective with their hand in the dirt as they are in the 3-4?
Well, I don't know what you want them to do, but I'm just saying they can play it. They have done it. They're experienced at it. Both of those guys are set, ready to go in a 4-3. Clark can do a 4-3, but you need one more guy. Is that other guy Lowry? That's have to be your other guy. I mean, I think he could too. He could be an inside tackle and eat up two blocks. I mean, sure. That's what he'd have to do. And yeah, I think you're okay. I mean, even then, now you only need three linebackers. Right? And now you only need three. So that's kind of about where you're at. I think you don't have maybe the linebackers to do. I think you have the down lineman. But if you get rid of Blake, you don't, and that middle linebacker becomes a thumper in there. A bigger sort of body guy becomes a thumper. And then you're, and so, but they don't have that.
No. They have a lot of holes if that's exactly how they want to go with it. And there's opportunities, whether it's Leonard Williams in free agency that's going to be available. The linebackers of Corey Littleton, you know, Joe Schobert, Blake Martinez, they all fit somewhat of the prototypical style. Now, Corey Littleton will actually be able to cover somebody and not give up over 500 yards of receiving, but he's not the stout run stuffer that a lot of people maybe are looking for here. Ron is in the Falls. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Ron.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
Not bad.
I got a question for both Gary and Leroy. Is the talent level between every team that much different? I mean, one guy can run 2/10 of a second faster. Another guy can bench press 5 more pounds. Another guy can do the 3 cone in.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe what you're asking, I think it's a disparity in the team as a whole.
Right.
Right. Not just individual position, but the team as a whole. So they talk a lot about team speed.
I'm talking about, where's our enforcer? The 49ers wanted to punch us in the mouth, and we just kind of took it.
Yeah, your enforcer is Za'Darius Smith defensively. That's your enforcer.
Who?
Za'Darius Smith is your enforcer.
No, he's not. Well, I wouldn't know.
He not.
That's what he's been all year. No. He's the bell cow. He's the one that's leading this
team. I've seen people get bumped around the pile, and you know who I've seen throwing people back?
Who?
Alexander. I've never seen Preston Smith come charging and get off my guy.
No,
get a 15-yard penalty and get thrown out of the game.
Za'Darius Smith is the enforcer.
Well, where was he yesterday?
Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he didn't play up to your standards yesterday, but that's who the enforcer is.
Because he got blocked by a first-team All-Pro for back-to-back years and the best tight end in football.
Yeah, he's a team leader. I mean, he's probably more responsible for where these guys are with 14 wins than anybody else.
100%.
Put some weight on it.
I mean, if that's what you want, somebody to come in and blow somebody up after the play, then good riddance, because that's just not going to happen. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com. You can also email us as well.
Isn't NFL real? Look what they got out there right now.
Scouting combine, baby. Let's go.
Don't stop.
Move it up.
Do they not stop?
No, man. Come on. They had the Senior Bowl.
They have
the Senior Bowl this week, so you'll have all that coverage because nobody wants to watch the Pro Bowl. And this past week, they had the East-West Shrine Game and the Dream Bowl, if you wanted
Dream
to watch.
Dream Bowl?
The Dream Bowl is like the D3 version of the Senior Bowl.
Really?
Yeah. One Carroll University star took over that Dream Bowl, though, if you want to check out David Meza.
Oh, Meza?
6'3", 250-pound tight end. Yeah, you'll find him.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Shot, yeah.
414-799-1250. This one's from Mark. Billy needs to stop pouting and crying like a fat little baby. The Packers lost. Get over it. Nobody expected them to win. And stop getting an attitude with the listeners. Without the listeners, there is no you, and nobody wants to listen to a cry. You cry like a little baby. 414-799-1250.
Well, I guess he told you, Billy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. And if you want to cry like a little baby, you can as well at 414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 12:50 a.m. in the free radio.com app, or you could look at this crybaby through a Pella Windows and Doors, as I'll be inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin studios, not crying after the Bucks beat up the Bulls.
Well, you most definitely can fill up a window.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
two of them.
Yeah, you can.
Floor to ceiling.
Woo, you can make that happen. Guys, go check my good friends out today at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have that new experience center in Brookfield off of Blue Mound Road. Well, you can touch, see, and feel the windows and doors, guys, that you're actually buying. I was with my good friend Gina Della just this past weekend, and we were up in Green Bay, and they had their Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Awards, and it was absolutely incredible. Got a chance to meet the people from Green Bay, the workers from Madison here in Milwaukee, and they just have a truly great team that really cares about what they're doing and trying to get you the product really in the right place and trying to get you what you need for your house. Guys, I would say today, go check them out. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They have the new Experience Center, folks, which you really got to go see in Brookfield off of Blue Mound Road.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan will talk to Ryan Wood. Our Green and Gold Insider is up next on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, the freeradio.com app. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hear some sound as the players clean out their lockers up at Lambeau Field. Coming up here momentarily as well. But first, this guy flying back, he's joined us all year long one more time after a heartbreaker.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
And this hour on The Fan is brought to you by Tally's Tab and Eatery in Waukesha. Great homemade meals serving up 65-cent wings on Monday, plus $3 premium tap beers. Tally's Tab and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Follow them on Facebook. Ryan Wood's up on the Wendy's Big Show. At By Ryan Wood is where you follow him on social media. Ryan, a just physically imposing San Francisco 49er team, beats up the Green Bay Packers exactly how they did the first time.
Yeah, so you know, we're supposed to break this down intellectually and really dive into it. And it was about midway through the second quarter where it just all dawned on me. And I tweeted out, it's just real simple. There's no one covering anything here. One team is just vastly better than the mm-hmm. other. And that's all there is to it. The end.
And
the 49ers are much better.
And it's very frustrating. And Ryan, I mean, I already been called a fat little baby on the show today because of how frustrating it can be. But when you get beat like that, there's no other way than just being able to look at the downside of it and where possibly they can move from here. But then you look at that, and it does bring some optimism, at least it did from the guys at the podium last night.
Yeah, and I think that this team has a very different feel than the last time they were on this stage after 2016. Aaron Rodgers articulated that after the game. I also think that this loss is very different than the one in 2014 when the Packers were the better team in Seattle and should have won that game and knew that. They know that they're not the better team. I mean, look, they gave up 37 points in November, the most all season. They have a players-only meeting the very next day upon returning from San Francisco. They feel like they've gotten all the miscommunication, all the problems fixed. They go back to San Francisco, and they give up 37 points again. Like, they were not fast enough. I think the speed gap was the biggest difference in these two teams. They were not fast enough on either side of the ball, especially the second level of that defense, to contend with the 49ers. Their run game, I mean, give the 49ers credit what they built there. They basically built a Super Bowl team that doesn't need a quarterback. That's incredible.
That's exactly what they did.
And they built it with line play, offensive line play and defensive line play. We talked about last week that being the key to the game, and it was. It just simply was. You had Tyler Lancaster out there far more than you wanted to have him out there because you got stuck playing a base 3-4, which you haven't played most of the year, and you got exposed because of it.
That's the amazing thing about Raheem Mostert's 29 carries for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns from the very first snap of the game on to the very end. Packers were in base defense the entire time.
Yep.
They absolutely knew that this was a 49ers team that did not plan to they weren't all that interested in throwing the football. They're mm-hmm. just going to line up and run the ball and run the ball and run the ball. And they knew it was coming. They couldn't stop it. That's the amazing thing. It's not just the numbers. I mean, the numbers are amazing on their own. But the Packers absolutely knew what was going to happen. They just couldn't do anything about it.
So there's a lot of people talking Mike Pettine should be fired because he made no adjustments. And then I did see something where Matt LaFleur said, but we played with a one high safety, and he just wasn't sure what was going on. So it's not exactly that they didn't make any adjustments, but they knew that they were going to get ran on. They had another guy in the box.
What is Mike Pettine schematically supposed to do other than get into your run personnel with 3 down linemen, 2 traditional inside linebackers, beef up in the box, and try to stop the run? What else is he supposed to do schematically? I'm at a loss. I don't know schematically what else there is to do other than what he did. The issue is that they weren't fast enough. They didn't have the speed. And, frankly, they got whooped up front, and then they didn't have the speed on the second level to contend with the run game. If you're just not fast enough, you're not fast enough, and that's what it looks like. Kyle Shanahan knew it. and he was disinterested in doing anything except exploiting the weakness of the Packers defense.
Ryan Wood at By Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He joins us here the day after the Packers get bounced in the NFC title game on the Fan.
The thing that really shocked me that neither quarterback was effective, and it wasn't put on either quarterback to win the game for you. I thought that, and I was wrong, I admit it, I thought that the experience of Aaron Rodgers would prove large in a game that was so perfect. The one team that you can beat to go to the Super Bowl. And then I look at his first half numbers, and it was a head scratcher. They just never really got a chance to. I didn't even know Devontae got a target the first half. I just don't know what was the game plan. Was it to run it? If we get behind it, we'll throw it. But it just seemed to be it never got to the point to where Aaron Rodgers can do some magic like he used to a decade ago or 8 years ago. It just never came to that.
He had – Devontae Adams had one target, one catch, 7 yards in the first half. Look, we knew what the issue was with this roster all year. What's the weak spot? The skill players. So when your best receiver, your one true viable threat, has one catch on one target for 7 yards in the first half, there's nobody else to step up at all, which means that Aaron Rodgers has 64 passing yards at halftime and 0 points. They just didn't have anybody else to step up. And Aaron Rodgers kind of alluded to it last night. He said he understands that there's going to be changes on offense. But it's going to be a massive overhauling of this roster at the skill positions. And, oh, by the way, it's not just receiver and tight end. Because what do the 49ers have? They come at you in waves in their offensive backfield. Last night it was Raheem Mostert who played the game of his life. But if not him, it could have been Tevin Coleman if he hadn't gone down with an injury. Matt Breida has led this team in rushing. They've had three running backs lead this team in rushing this year. If you take away Tevin Coleman, you can still have Raheem Mostert go off. If you took Aaron Jones away, if he got hurt, what is this run game? They have none.
Right.
And so for Matt LaFleur to get this Packers team, this Packers offense, where he can maximize his scheme and run the ball the way he wants to do, Aaron Jones is a phenomenal player. 23 touchdowns in 18 games this year. Phenomenal season. He's one guy. The 49ers have three. They've got it. Not just receiver and tight end. They've got to add talent to the offensive backfield as well and get more depth there.
Packers could have had Tevin Coleman for the same deal the Niners had him for, and they didn't get it done. So it wasn't like they drafted Coleman or they signed to a huge contract. They got him for bargain basement price and took advantage of it. So that's a goody for not taking advantage of that situation. When you look at this Packers team, we talked about it earlier. This front office has to decide, in my opinion, Ryan, that either they're going to build this team to get better just in general, right, and to wide receiver, running back, like all the things you were talking about, or are they going to build it to beat the 49ers? One or the other. We talked about the Atlanta Falcons earlier. Well, they made a huge move for Julio Jones years ago trying to beat the Green Bay Packers. If this is about trying to beat the San Francisco 49ers, then they got to figure out what they're going to do on the defensive side of the ball to slow that running game down.
Well, there's one glaring hole there, right? And that's speed on the second level.
Yes.
Speed at inside linebacker. There's a reason why this team was interested in drafting Devin Bush had he been available at 12 and not gone at 10 this past spring. Mm-hmm. They know that they need speed at that second level. But there is, you know, it took 18 games, but finally some bad luck did arrive in this Packers season. Because for 5 years now, this front office has obsessed over adding pass rush and bolstering that pass rush to the point where it's a Super Bowl-level type pass rush. They finally do that. This is a pass rush that could have gone to the Super Bowl. The Smiths, Kenny Clark inside, they have a lot of productivity, a lot of talent. They've got guys that offensive lines have to be fearful of going into a game, rushing the passer. And what do they do? But in the NFC Championship game, on the doorstep of the Super Bowl,
they get walked.
Run into a team that literally doesn't throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Garoppolo had as many pass attempts as Aaron Rodgers had incompletions yesterday. So, Of all the teams to play, you spent all this time bolstering, getting your pass rush to where it is, and you go against a team that's going to run the ball all but 8 plays. Mm. Not a great matchup for them, you know? A little unlucky there, but look, 49ers are just better.
Well, and Ryan, it was clearly a bad matchup for Za'Darius Smith as well, because George Kittle – I mean, they pretty much matched up George Kittle on that side every single time, wherever they wanted to run the ball to. You saw 85 there, and you saw him set the edge, and the Packers were unable to get the edge at all defensively.
Yeah, no, they got beat up front. You can see that in the fact that so much of Raheem Mostert's yardage came before first contact. I mean, these were wide open, gaping holes that just allowed, I mean, he's fast enough as it is. Look at that first touchdown run, the 36-yarder on 3rd and 8. He was a sprinter. He wasn't a running back. He was out of the blocks, running a 36-yard sprint to the end zone. When you have a guy that fast running that hard downhill, unimpeded, and he can just full bore use his speed, that's what happens. And so much of that first half, especially, it felt like he was just on the verge every time he touched the ball, of breaking one every single time. Because they got whooped up front, huge holes, and they didn't have the speed in the second level to contend with it.
Well, so let me ask you this then. Coming back next year, what do you make of this team? Is it Super Bowl or bust? I mean, could they take a step back? I mean, do we really know what this team is all about?
I think the reality is that this team could get better next year and maybe not get to this point because they had everything go right for them along the way. They were healthy the entire season. Think about the first Lions game. They get two phantom calls that give them the win. You go back, you know, over the course of the year, there were a lot of breaks they got. Usually it doesn't repeat itself from year in, year
Look
out.
At Chicago.
It reminds me of 2014 when the Packers were 5 minutes from the Super Bowl, felt really good coming back, brought the entire team back. The entire 53 came back for 15. And what happened in the preseason that year? Jordy Nelson tears his ACL. All of a sudden, completely different team. You just never know what's going to happen from year to year. That's the frustration for this team. The opponent you're playing is better than you, the better than you. Not much you can do about that. But to get this close, have everything go right, and not be able to get over the hump, that's the frustration.
What happens with Brian Bulaga?
I would imagine that he played himself into another contract. I think it'll be interesting. It's obviously early. You know, David Bakhtiari, I spoke with him last night, and obviously they're extremely close. It's kind of amazing to think about this offensive line without Brian Bulaga because, I mean, at some point you're kind of left with David Bakhtiari and to an extent Corey Linsley be the last remaining guys from just a few years ago. And it's kind of had a lot of turnover. But the way that he played this year, I would imagine the Packers would be interested in keeping him back. He stayed healthy, played at a high level. It's really fortuitous timing for him.
Ryan Wood, what about Blake Martinez? That sure felt like a goodbye to Packer Nation last night at his locker.
I don't know that I've ever seen a player cry immediately after a game who is going into impending free agency the way that we saw with Blake Martinez last night. That was something that I don't know if I've ever seen in 6 years now of covering this team. Gave me the sense that maybe he saw the writing on the wall. Now, that's a complete guess. I'm just telling you how it kind of felt to be standing next to him and talking to him in the moment. I asked him specifically, do the tears mean that you don't feel like you'll be coming back? And he said, it's up to them. You'll see what they want to do, and he'd love to be back, but. I don't think he knows, but if it was promising, I have a hard time thinking that it would have been that emotional for him.
Right. How do they move on from him, though? So that means they got to go get somebody in free agency. Do they draft somebody in first round? I mean, I don't know you trot out a rookie in that starting spot at the beginning of the year next year.
I agree. It's going to be interesting.
That's odd.
They need more speed on that second level with or without Blake Martinez.
Right.
I don't think that means that they need to get rid of Blake Martinez. I think Blake Martinez, they drafted Oren Burks to be the speed guy that can kind of protect Blake Martinez and take responsibilities that shouldn't go to him. A lot of those he was doing. They need to find a guy, if they keep Blake Martinez, they need to find a guy to kind of cover him up with speed and have them work in tandem more than what they've had. I think they need more inside linebackers, not less, especially because the 49ers are going away, and you're going to need inside. You're going to need off-ball linebackers to be contending with that run game.
Hey, did Mike Patton, has he ever run a 4-3? Do you know? Can he do that?
He's multiple, so yeah, he can do both. And even I think Za'Darius Smith also helps with that because
Za'Darius.
Well, hold on. Just Za'Darius, what now?
He put the hand to the ground.
Yeah, he has.
Ain't no more experiments with me. No, I ain't doing that.
So can Za'Darius and Preston, can they play in a 4-3?
Oh, man, come on.
He can play interior and he can play outside linebacker, so gotcha. That helps them be multiple. He's a multiple – now he's really gotten into the Packers, like most defense coordinators in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten into this hybrid nickel with, you know, five defensive backs and switching up the defensive front to kind of have a hybrid nickel base. But
go get Don Capers.
He's multiple.
Okay.
Ryan, appreciate
thanks
it, man.
Thanks for asking the question, Brian. Appreciate it.
We appreciate
some
you.
Stuff we just shouldn't even ask people.
What should we have asked him then, Roy? Well, you tell us after the break. Ryan, appreciate your work, man, all year long. Get home safe from California.
I want to hear from Roy now.
Well, we all do. We all wish we knew what he was saying.
I'll call you because they faking right. Today, man.
All right, man. It's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. At Brian Roy,
I'm
by
not
Ryan Wood, where you find him on Twitter.
Square pigs and all these round. We're not doing that anymore.
Ryan,
you want to go to 4-3? Go get a 4-3 defensive coordinator.
Correct.
Don't be going and telling him to do all. No, man, just start over.
What we're talking about is, do they have the personnel to go to a 4-3 if they were to get a coordinator?
Let him figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
The coordinator?
Yeah. Get a new guy, and he'll come in and make that. Yeah. Now we're making a guy keep the personnel he wants. That was the problem with Dom Capers, right?
Yep.
I mean,
I agree.
They say, okay, you want our linebacker? Okay, great. They went and got, what, Daytime Jones?
Yeah.
Make him a linebacker.
And they grabbed you Mike Neal. Congratulations.
Well, both of those guys were defensive tackles in college.
Yeah.
And then the guy, they had me draft Gary, me and you went to New York from Michigan State.
Worthy.
He was
a defensive tackle, but he was good at Michigan State.
I thought he was a badass at Michigan State.
But you know what
State.
He did? Oh. You know what he did? It was weird. He lost a bunch of weight when turned pro.
That's
when he got into the league
he lost a bunch of weight.
You got to be big now.
He was
now,
a big dude at Mission State, and then he lost it
penetrate.
All.
What, was he trying to find a lady or something?
Maybe
his Instagram page or something. I don't know. No, he has some issues, though. He has some death in his family.
Oh, okay.
Bad. He had some.
Well, let's be honest. They haven't had the big-time beef that they've needed in the middle since B.J. Raji left.
True.
That would help.
Well, that size would help.
Because for a minute, didn't you have B.J. Raji and Picker at the same time?
Mm-hmm, yeah, for the whole Super Bowl run.
That's what you need.
That was beef. And then you brought in Howard Green whenever you needed him.
A big hello to Nada. Just, you ain't going to make no tackles. Just make sure you don't get on 50.
Keep his jersey clean.
Get 5 holding calls because you're grabbing linemen from stopping from hitting my linebacker.
That's the most fun position to play.
You know
what
Ray Lewis used to tell those guys? They better not touch me.
Well, it's the same thing that happened to the Bears defense. Once Akeem Hicks was out of their scheme for 9 weeks.
Do you ever remember one lineman ever hitting number 54 for Chicago?
Mm-mm.
Never.
Because Tommy Harris ate all of them up.
No. He would. Man, come on. You got to get back there if you want to stop the run. The linemen up there have to be the Gilbert Browns. That's the only reason why I'm a finalist. Because of Gilbert Brown and Santana Dobson, Reggie White, and Sean Jones. That's the only reason. Now, they may not get the headlines, but that's the truth.
G-R-U-F-F.
There you go. That's perfect.
Truth. I'm straight 100.
And they're straight 100 with you at Great Midwest Bank. If you have realized that your passion has outgrown your home, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We'll get back to the reaction and the therapy next. But first, Dean Murray and the Jewelry Center.
Yes, 3 locations.
That's a real 76
Lake Plaza in Brookfield off Blue Mile Road.
Some Tri-City
National Bank Building. 3rd location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, go see my good friend today, Dean Murray, 76 in Layton Plaza. He's there. He's there, always there, to take your business, to serve you, to help you get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry. Dean Murray is the owner. That's right, guys. I'm sending you straight to the top.
Straight.
He can help you. If you're spending your money at another jewelry store, you're spending too much money. I'm telling you right now, go see my man, Dean Murray, at the Jewelry Center, 3 locations, 76 in Layton Plaza, in Brookfield off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
414-799-1250. When the Wendy's Big Show returns, your opportunity to talk Packers with two foreign Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler on the Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.